Blog Talk Radio.
I know that the issue of gun control is hard. I know it's political. I know it's controversial. But we are proposing today common sense measures. And I say to you, forget the extremists. It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And too many innocent people have died already. End the madness now. Pass safe, reasonable gun control in the state of New York. Make this state safer. Save lives. Set an example for the rest of the nation. Let them look at New York and say, this is what you can do, and this is what you should do. This is New York, the progressive capital. You show them how we lead.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are still dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of how expensive it is, regardless of how sick we are, regardless of how tired we are. I'm sicker than hell. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, man. I got the 7-year creeping Jesus or something. I don't know. But I flat refuse to give in one moment. I'm going to have to be lying on the ground in a pool of my own blood with none of my organs intact, none of my limbs intact, my head severed. Then I'm going to take a break, and that's it. And you shouldn't be taking a break either. Nobody should. We can't afford it. We can afford freedom, and it's expensive. It's expensive as hell, and we got to give everything that we have. But what is more important than freedom? Think of anything. What is more important? Without freedom, you have nothing. You have no way of thought. You don't have your own thought. Now, I played that Nazi theme at the beginning, just to prove a point. So if anybody wants to set themselves on fire, just cool down, all right? Look, Nazism is just another term. It's the same thing that has been done since probably the very first government. But we are human beings. We do have a mind. We do have a brain. Unfortunately, we use them for all the wrong reasons. Devious reasons. Selfish reasons. Well, one thing that does attract me to the Tea Party, it's not selfish. They're not fighting for themselves. They're fighting for everyone. The entire country collectively. This is what I don't understand. This is what I can't figure out. Why the left is so up in arms over the Tea Party. Every single person that I've ever heard, either on TV or in person, let me tell you, I've heard them in person. I'm a thespian. So yeah, I hear a lot. Right in my face. These people are crazy. They're absolutely nuts. I don't understand how they come up with all of these things. I can't begin to tell you with my liberal counterparts, I guess you might say. I can't begin to tell you. Once they find out you're a conservative, oh, Jesus, criminy. I mean, good God almighty. It's like you just hacked up their whole family with an axe. I'm just, you know, I mean, I'm just thinking to myself, now, how did these people come up? How did they get from point A to point B? I just simply do not understand. How they connect their dots. It's mind-boggling to me. How they arrive at freedom is racist. I cannot figure it out. But I can't begin to tell you, with my so-called liberal counterparts, colleagues, if you will, I can't begin to tell you how many quotes people have given me that I just simply have not said. I can't begin to tell you how many opinions these people have given me that I just simply do not have. And then would you tell them, no, you're wrong. That's not how I think. That's not what I said. It's not who I am. That's not this. You're a liar. Oh, okay. So you know me better than me. You've met me what? I know some of these people maybe a year or 6 months, even 10, 15 years. Well, I've known me for a lot of years. Every damn year I've been alive. So I think I got a little better perspective of who the hell I am than you. But anyway, getting back to the Nazi theme, and the reason I played it, and I'm not afraid to say it, and what I mean by Nazi, again, I digress all over the place, so then I forget where the hell I was, and then I got to digress again. Plus, I'm sicker than hell. I'm the sickest human being that has ever been sick, I swear to you. And this is wrong. I don't have patience for this crap, but you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to bitch and piss and moan about it like a little baby. It drives me nuts. But anyway, getting back to where the hell we started, Nazi is just another term. But tyranny is tyranny is tyranny is tyranny. It comes in any shape, any size, any color, any form. It is not just Nazis. Nazi's just another name. A socialist party, by the way. Just have to throw that in there. The National Socialist Party, by the way. But that's what totalitarianism, I'm surprised I got that word out with my broken left-handed tongue, but I did. So congratulations. Sicker than a million dogs, and I still get it out. So, hey, bravo for me. This is what tyranny brings. They get the citizens turning on citizens because they don't go along with the so-called administration, whoever's in charge, the government. Well, that's our duty as citizens of the United States, is to question our government every day. I'm sorry that these people don't like it. Well, I don't like a lot of things either. But I can't do a goddamn thing about it. It is what it is, what it is, what it is. That's our duty. That's our job. We have to question our leaders. If we just accept everything they tell us, they can walk all over us and do whatever the hell they want to, like they have been. This is not just a Obama issue, not just a Democrat issue, even though most of it is coming from that direction, but far too much of it's coming from the right as well. This so-called New World Order, well, first of all, that can just kiss my ass. And I'm not afraid to say it. And George Bush, Sr., you know, I had a lot of respect for you, dude. I really did. I'm starting to question that now, though. I gotta be honest. I'm starting to question that. I don't like what you did with this Agenda 21, opening the door for that. I don't like this whole New World Order crap, which I didn't like it back then. But I didn't really so much understand it really back then, I guess because I really wasn't paying attention. I was working hard and playing hard. So when I wasn't working, I was either drinking, smoking, doing whatever. That's the way it is, man. I mean, sometimes you work hard, you play hard, and then you realize, okay, time to slow this ship down here. We're about to fall off the face of the earth. And that's what I did. You know, sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes, well, you just keep going until you go over the edge. Well, that's what's happening now. We're going over the edge. We are allowing it. And this is what's just driving me nuts is how people cannot see that. There are a lot of people that do see it. At least, I would say at least half of the country that I could probably prove. The other half, well, how many of those flat refuse to admit it but do actually see it? That's hard to say. The liberal mind, good God, you never know what is in there. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But we're sick and tired of it. I no longer just take it anymore, so I really don't give a damn. Friend, colleague, whatever. I can't take that anymore. It's because you're conservative and you believe in freedom, the Constitution. But yet they will argue with you that you hate women. You hate this. You hate that. Ted Cruz is a fraud. What did Ted Cruz do? What in the hell did this man do? I don't understand it. He spoke for 21 hours just to prove a point. Okay, I probably... You know, that's a little ridiculous, but politicians, they do that kind of stuff. They're nerds. They're geeks. They do that kind of stupid stuff. That's that fraternity kind of crap. Stupid debates and all that, filibusters. Personally, I don't know if I would really do it. Physically, I don't think I could do it. Be honest, there's no way in hell with my knees and my back that I could stand in one spot for 24 hours? No. I wouldn't put my body through it because then I probably wouldn't recover. There's no sense in it. People keep talking, different people. You show up, you talk for a while, fine. But there should have been every single Republican should have in the Senate should have been on that floor. And they should have kept it going. They should have asked him questions. Kept it going. They should have, you know, give him a couple of minutes to, you know, maybe drink something, whatever. They should have helped him out a little bit more than what they did. And certainly far too many Republicans in the House should have been a little bit more supportive. I didn't hear one discriminating word out of that speech from Ted Cruz, and I listened to a lot of it. I didn't listen to the whole full 21 hours, but I had it on all day. I was running around, moving around, doing different stuff, but it was always on. I wasn't glued to my computer, but I had it on, so I could even hear it. I'd go outside, go down, you know, downstairs, I'd go here, go there, but it was always on, so I paid attention to a lot of it. I didn't hear one discriminating, not one vicious word, not one racist word, not one fraudulent word. Where these people are coming from on calling Ted Cruz all these bad and horrible, vicious, nasty, stupid names, I mean, not only is it unwarranted, but it just doesn't make any sense. How did they get that out of what the man said? What did he do? I missed it. Maybe I missed it. Maybe when I turned it off. Let me take this lozenge out of my mouth. Forgive me for all this. I apologize profusely, but I really don't care how sick I am. There's no time to rest. And we have the power to act. We have the power to move. We have the power to do. We have the power still. That power is in the vote. We need to start exercising our power. And that's what it takes. Suck it up and just do it. Sometimes, hey, you know, okay, fine, it sucks. But you know what happens when you're done? You get that relief of, oh, man, I accomplished something. That feeling of accomplishment always makes me sleep good at night. I got to be honest. It always takes me forever to get to sleep because my mind is all, pow! But when I do sleep, very sound. So I don't need, you know, in those cases, sometimes I don't need that many hours. And I wake up, boom, I'm refreshed, ready to go. Making coffee. But anyway, starting at the very beginning, we got to get through this. There's a lot to get through today. And even though I'm sick, I still never shut up. I can't speak. Unbelievable. Where were we here? Let's get to the very beginning. The whole crux, again, of why I played that Nazi theme. And again, Nazi is just a word. Tyranny is tyranny. And this is what we're talking about. This is the kind of stuff that tyranny brings. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what if they're wearing uniforms, if they're this, if they're that. It's been tried throughout history, probably since the very first government. Look at all the pharaohs. Everybody wants to be king. Everybody's got to rule the world. That's what this new world order is about. They want a ruling government, a world government. That's not going to work, and I'm not going to play with that. That is wrong. And if you think that's a good thing, I mean, seriously, you need to get into a doctor and say, please, cut my goddamn brain open. Pull out whatever's in there that is bad so I can, well, I mean, we all know what's going on now with the tyrants now. The terrorists, Taliban, the Hamas, the Al-Qaeda, the PLO, the FALN, whatever. Whether underground, remember them? Obama's just, well, it's just my neighbor. So he starts his political career in his neighbor's home. Just one of the guys on the block. Guess it was a block party, huh? Everybody get together? Oh, by the way, glad to meet everybody. I'm starting off a senatorial campaign. Yeah, please help me out. Give me money. Oh, okay. Look, man, I mean, you take money from these kinds of people, you can't help but think that maybe you might have that same kind of mindset. I wouldn't accept any money from, let's say, Charles Manson. I don't care for what the cause was. I wouldn't accept his money. That would be, well, a little bit, well, don't you think, wrong? Now, we don't know if, whether underground, there are bombs that were set off that people did die. But it doesn't matter if people died or not. The fact you're blowing up buildings. And government buildings. And because of some technicality, what technicality? Who did his parents know? Or who did he know? That's the question. That's the money shot right there. Who did he know or who did his parents know? Who did somebody he know somebody? Somebody knew somebody. Buildings. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. But the FBI blowing a big case like that, kind of something doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? I mean, was Eric Holder involved in that? Wouldn't be a bit surprised. The terrorist organizations, tyrannies across the globe, you know all these tyrannies. I mean, Putin's pretty tyrannical, I would say. How tyrannical? I don't know. More tyrannical than I would want to live in. I mean, you've got, you know, South American countries, you've got African countries you got tyranny in. Middle East, you got tyrannies. But with the Nazis, this is what they do. They get their own government agencies to attack the citizens, harass the citizens, intimidate the citizens. Forfeitures of property, guns, that's a big one. Any kind of weaponry. Before there were guns, they took away the sword. Take away your way of life, they give you a new way of life. They got public beatings, public stonings, euthanasia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what makes it worse is when they get the citizens against citizens, and that's where the domino effect starts, right there. It's already starting now where citizens are turning in citizens for crap. But once that gets going, that's it. It's done. It's dominoes. Done. You can't stop it. It's already starting. We can put an end to that. There are people waking up. Tyrannies do bring that. And look in this country what's going on now. I mean, they talk about, you know, okay, terrorism, we got terrorism there, where our government is basically, they're bullies, they're terrorists too, against us. Look what they're doing. Look what the hell they did to the preamble of the Constitution. Forget about the body and the Bill of Rights and all the other amendments. Just look at what this man has done, this administration, this government. Again, it's not just Obama, it's not just the Democrats, it's not just this administration, it's government, period. And no, Ms. Pelosi, that is not anti-government. My God, that woman. How do these people sleep with themselves is what I'd like to know. How do they say that kind of stuff? I mean, that's the kind of stuff, you know, like little girls and little boys say in school. I mean, do these people, I mean, they seem like they all have child minds. You're running the United States government, for Christ's sakes. At least make an attempt to act like an adult. Keep talking that way. Keep going. Keep running that yap. I mean, now look at what's going on in this country. I mean, the FBI, the IRS, the EPA, now the ATF. Quite possibly in the near future now, the post office, all these government agencies loading up on all these weapons for what? Now they're getting the citizens. They've got hotlines where you can report stuff. Remember that hotline? Still up. And what I'm there, they even got members of Congress making a special trip to people's homes to intimidate them. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's about what we did last week with Miss Engelbrecht, the Tea Party. Her and her husband had a business. They formed a Tea Party. The moment they formed a Tea Party, well, they were harassed by the IRS, the ATF, for what ungodly reason that was. That's a bit excessive. The ATF, not once, but several times. The FBI, why do you need the FBI? And the IRS, how many audits do you need? You don't need that many audits. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. And then you have Mr. Cummings goes to her house to intimidate her. I mean, what the hell was a member of Congress going to this woman's, I don't know if it was her home or a business, whatever. What difference does it make? Why the hell would he be going to her place of business or her home? Why would he be meeting with her? For what? But what is really the crux of it all is the biggest terrorism that we have is ourselves. Because we are allowing this to continue. And that is why the 2014 election coming up here in, what, 10 months, 9 months, 8 months, whatever. No, 9 months, 8 months, whatever. Who cares? Whatever stupid number it is. It's coming in November. This is the most important. This is it. This is the do or die right here. I know the other ones were. Yeah. But I don't see this recovery now. We don't start winning some stuff. Okay, Obamacare's here forever. And who has insurance with Obamacare? Raise your hands. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nobody. Nobody. Mark my words, I said that at the very beginning. They don't even have it completed yet. How can they have anybody insured? We got more stories in here if I'd ever shut up. And we're going to talk about that. But if we want to put an end to this, it's up to us. We still have the power. We still have that power to put an end to this. We need to execute it. We have the right. We have the right to vote. They haven't taken that away yet. I don't care how many illegal aliens they bring over here to vote for them. There still isn't going to be more than us. And what I mean by us are actual citizens. Excuse me for that. I had to take a minor little sick break there, but that's all right. But this is our mess to clean up. They're not going to clean it up. They're going to keep going. This is our mess to clean up. We actually created it. So we have to clean it up. We got to clean this mess up. Allowing these people keep voting this crap in time after time after time again. Who else is responsible for this? We can't blame the politician for being a politician. They're going to be that way. That's why they're politicians. It's up to us to put at least a little bit more control over them. What I mean by control, I don't mean like a tyranny as a government, but when they're not following the Constitution, they're not doing their job, yeah, we have to do something about that. And we do it by firing them. And we fire them by going into the voting booth and voting responsibly. That's how we do it. That's how it's won. That's how the game is won. The power of the vote. Well, how do you get that power of the vote? Well, people are starting to see it. Don't show the people what they want to see. Don't show them what they want to see in the future. Don't make anything up. Simply tell the truth. Don't tell them how they want to be. Tell them exactly how they are. They know how they are. People are living it. They know what rights they've lost. They know what freedoms they're losing on a daily basis, it seems like. They know that. They're feeling it. They're living it. They know that they've lost their job. Because of Obamacare. They know they've lost their health care because of Obamacare. They know that if they do sign up with Obamacare, it's 3-4 times expensive and they can't afford it. So they have to pay the $95 fine and hope to God they don't get sick. They're living that. They know that. They're organizing. You're trying to get out the vote. Just tell the truth. We're going to win by the truth. We don't need to make anything up. Nothing. That's up for the Democrats. Let them play that game. The 91.5 million people that are out of work can't find a job. They don't need to be told how great and wonderful the economy is. They're so, well, how great and wonderful is this damn economy? I've been out of work for 5 years since Obama became president, and I haven't been able to find a job since. What do you mean the economy's good? There's 91.5 million other people that are just like me. So what the hell do you mean the economy's good? People don't like being lied to like that, especially when they're poor. They don't have a job. They don't have any health care. They lost their job because of Obamacare. Or they had a nice 40-hour work week and then down to 29, lost their health care. They know that. They're living that. They don't need to be told how great and wonderful the economy is. How are these people supposed to believe that? Just because you tell them that? Let the Democrats play that game. We don't need to play that game. We need to start playing the truth game. And the first truth we need to tell ourselves is ourselves. We can no longer lie to ourselves. I know it's easy. It's easy to get caught in that trap. But the worst lie you can tell is the lie that you do tell yourself. And we all do it. We're all human. I'm sorry. We can't get around it. I admit it. I tell myself lies all the time. Can't tell you how many times I told myself I was quitting tobacco. Stupid little stuff like that, but little stuff do add up to big things. It's just like people, well, okay, so we got to go through an inconvenience in the TSA, through the airport screening and all this. Little inconvenience? Huh? Is that what you said? Little inconvenience, really? Well, let's get into this right now. I got three stories, and one of them, just moments before I came on the air, popped up on Drudge. And we're going to get into that. I haven't had a chance to read that, look into it. But we hear these stories of the TSA. We live these stories of the TSA. I've never been patted down. I refuse to be patted down. And you can be arrested if you refuse to be patted down. Imagine that. You can't say, no, I'm going to just go back home. I'll find other travel arrangements. You can't do that. They arrest you. Well, here's what I'd like to know. Now, I'm going to look into this document and see if the Fourth Amendment here is still here. Well, it's here, but it's kind of fuzzy. It's like all blurred. I can hardly read it. Let me see here. Well, I can make it out here. The right of the people to be secure in their persons. That's your genitals being patted down by a TSA agent. Houses, like looking for that Boston bomber, forcing people out of their homes at gunpoint with their hands raised, and if their hands weren't raised high enough, the steroid junked up, roid raged cop comes over there with his goddamn machine gun and forces a man's hands higher in the air. What if he's got a disability? John McCain can't lift his hands all the way up in the air. The man was no threat. You could see his hands. There's no excuse for that. First of all, there's no excuse forcing people out of their homes looking for this guy. You want to come in and take a look? If they want to let you, fine. If not, go look out back. I'm sorry. but you must be secure in your homes. You must be secure in your persons. If you're not, this is what's happening with the TSA. Now they've got all these other agencies. They can give you pat-downs. The FBI can just break into your home and take you and throw you into jail just because they suspect that you are a terrorist. Well, what the hell is a terrorist to any government? Well, a threat to them. Well, how can you be a threat to them by telling the truth? Oh, well, you're getting people to like you. So when people follow you, we got to put an end to you. If you're religious, that's kind of familiar with the whole Jesus story. Remember that one? This is what happens. You tell the truth and you expose people for who they really are, well, especially a government, well, they got to put an end to you. Well, see, that's what this Constitution is for, to put an end to that. That's why this document is here. That's why we have it. If you are not secure in your persons and your houses, your papers, now they just take your computer. Well, we got a warrant. Yeah, anybody. The government can get a warrant. These people just make them up. Because the government says we got probable cause. Well, what's your probable cause? And I'd like to know. Well, I'm trying to get to this if I'd ever shut up. And effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, reading that, that's the Fourth Amendment. That's what it says in the Constitution. Now, what was written? 1789. Took till 1791 to get it ratified. So it's been in this document for several years now. That's in there for a reason. They wanted a Bill of Rights, but they just couldn't come up with the right way. It took several years. Three years, four years. To get it to where they wanted it and make it all agree with it. Well, it's a pretty good one, I'm going to go ahead and say. And that's important. Without being secure in your persons, your houses, papers, and effects, how is that free? Now the government can just take whatever they want, whenever they want? No warrant? Isn't that what's happening with the TSA? How is that not? Now I know you're trying to get on an airplane, you're trying to be secure. They got to make sure there's no guns, there's no this, no that. But patting people down at random, that is a direct violation of the Fourth Amendment, period. Let me read it again, just in case you have any more questions. I'm not gonna digress through the middle of it. I'm going to read the whole thing from beginning to end. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. What reasonable probable cause do you have that these people are walking, trying to get on an airplane? Now, here's a story. Award-winning Jewish author Phyllis Chesler, maybe you've heard this story, I don't know, was questioned and her bag searched at New York's JFK Airport as a result of a TSA agent's suspicions over the fact that she was reading a conservative newspaper. Huh. To me, I'm sorry, but that seems unreasonable. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just exaggerating. Maybe I'm overlooking something. Let's continue. The incident happened on Wednesday afternoon after Chesler's flight to Florida was delayed due to the recent ice storms. Oh. As soon as Chesler pulled out a copy of the Jewish Press, a popular English language weekly with a conservative political bent, a TSA agent eyed her with the suspicion, approached the author, and asked to see the newspaper. Why would that, why, how, where's the connection there? Well, again, going along with, I hate to say it, Nazis. No one's comparing this administration to the actual physical German Nazis in World War II. So before you set yourself on fire, shut up and pay attention. I'm giving a comparison so you understand the goddamn point. What they did back then is what is happening now. I'm sorry, but you can't deny it. Stop lying to yourself. No one's being put in any concentration camps, even though they do have these FEMA camps, which are becoming more and more ominous by the day, more and more suspicious by the moment. But it does seem as though conservatives are, well, kind of the modern-day Jew. Jesus God Almighty. Woman's reading a goddamn newspaper. She was reading the Communist Times. Oh, that's fine. Well, you know, freedom of the press. After the TSA agent scrutinized the cover of the newspaper and showed it to another security official, why would she need to take that to? Chesler was ordered to open her luggage, which the two agents then proceeded to rifle through. Again, that goes with, well, your papers and effects. No warrant. Probable cause? A conservative newspaper. Any connections yet? You can make comparisons without calling somebody something. This is how it all starts. Starts out little. Oh, well, it didn't affect me, so people don't see it, don't care. Well, it was probably more than that. A TSA agent, they wouldn't just pick on anybody just for that. Yeah, they would, and they do. Oh, the IRS, they never do. Yes, they do. The EPA, they wouldn't just pick on them. Yes, they do. The FBI wouldn't do that. Yes, they do. The point is, what went on then, what has been done throughout time, not just Nazis, but even going on today. This is what tyranny brings. Government agencies all working for the same, same thing. Whatever that is, I don't know. They get paid off very well. They live nice. And they get to control the citizens, control the populace. the masses. It makes them feel big, bad, and tough. They get to control the masses. Well, that's what this is all about. That's what tyranny brings. I didn't want to compare. Well, take a look at the IRS. Now, did Obama actually say, go out there and target him? Well, we don't know. But somebody did. Obviously, Obama wasn't all that upset about it because nobody got fired. So how can you say that the man was not part of it? Same with Fast and Furious. The Attorney General, did he even get a talking to? Huh? What'd you do? Give him a spanking? No. You guys probably went out to lunch. What'd you have? Huh? Cheeseburgers? Or tofu? Look, the fact that the man had an opportunity to nip this kind of stuff in the bud. Furious was it's still ongoing. There's still thousands of weapons out there that haven't been accounted for. Brought to you by the United States government. How can you not fire your attorney general, first of all, for being a part of it, then lying about it? That tells me, Mr. President, that you were, well, complicit in it. And with the IRS. Whether Hitler gave out the orders to do all the things that they did, harass this, harass these people, the Jews and this. He may not have, he may not have needed to. They were trying to impress him. They would harass citizens. Well, hey, look. You know, you said something about the Fuhrer? They had diagrams of how to build your homes. The model of the home, how it should look. Not only on the outside, but on the inside. You were to have several, the only things you could have on the wall were, you know, about the Fuhrer and Nazi phrases and sayings and whatnot. We're not quite there yet. But eventually it all goes down to that. Everybody's got to be in charge of everybody. So they make all these rules and guidelines and laws and restrictions. You can't keep up with it all. It's just a way to tax you and fine you, humiliate you, keep you at the bottom. That way you don't rise to the top and take their job. That's why you stay at the bottom. That's the point. You get to the top, well, you know, you're going to take one of their jobs away. They don't like that. During the search, Ms. Chesler was interrogated by the two TSA workers. As her luggage was being searched, Chesler noticed that a Muslim woman wearing one of those burqa things, whatever they call it, a niqab, oh, I can't pronounce it. When I was over there, I seen them wear it. This is black. Everything's all black. They look like little black ghosts, you know, black sheets. That's how they dress. That's how they wear. So this woman, wearing one of these black ghost suits, sheets, covered her entire face, apart from her eyes, was allowed through security with no questions asked, and no one even bothering to verify her identity. Huh. How many Americans have crashed airplanes into buildings to kill mass thousands of people, hijack them, kill the pilots? Doesn't happen that often. Bombs. These are the people that want to kill us. But these are the people that we can't pat down. So we pat down our own citizens. For what? Appearances. So we don't look racist. Now, is that secure? Is that responsible security? I'm sorry, look, there's nothing wrong with everybody wants security. We all want security. But what we want is responsible security. That's not asking too much. I'm sorry. That's not extremist. We don't want just security. We want responsible security. I don't care. I'm sorry, but there's no excuse to pat anybody down unless you have real probable cause. If you do not have probable cause, that is a direct violation of your civil rights. My God, Amendment 4. My God, how do people not see this? And why would an administration allow their TSA to continue this? Harassing citizens for what? Now we got another story from we got three here. I got to get through this stuff. But there was a guy, and the TSA responded to allegations by that former. You remember that we talked about him last week. He was talking about, you know, they were making fun of people walking through there naked and all this. Well, the TSA, now they're coming back. But look, here's a guy that just, you know, got tired of it. I got out of the leasing business because I got tired of ripping off truckers. And we were, I mean, it was legal, but I just didn't feel that it was right. And I talked to the old man and told him my, you know, problems. We never could come back to terms, so I just left. I couldn't take it anymore. Look, I don't mind making a profit. I never even got it. I made this guy $10,000, $20,000 a deal, extra and above and beyond all of his other profit that he made on the deal. I made extra money. Fees and this and that, whatnot. Well, I couldn't take it anymore. Well, he's out of business anyway. First of all, he got kicked out of New York, had to move to Florida, and then it wasn't too long after that. Well, that was it. Well, when you have bad business practices and you're ripping people off, unless you're the government, well, you're going to go out of business. If this government was in the private sector, it would have went out of business long ago. I think it's high time that we start running our country, not like a business. It's different. Government is run. It's different than business. But the economic side of it, we need to be more business sense like. That's what we need. In order to prosper, we got to pay our bills. We got to be responsible. You're not responsible. What happens? Well, your business goes under. No one's looking to have the country go under. We're not anti-government, Ms. Pelosi. We are responsible government, Ms. Pelosi. Maybe if you shut your fat yap once in a while and actually paid attention. And you want to talk about me comparing, you know, this Nazis and all that. I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself said it, that the Tea Party were wearing swastikas, have banners of swastikas, which is not even close to true. I've never heard of a Tea Party. I've been to several of them. No, it doesn't work that way. It's just not what it is. Does she get a little scrutiny? Well, from the right, but what does that mean? Well, you know, Fox News. They're all racist over there. They're all haters and biased. Well, I'm sure there is some of that. I mean, you can't get responsible news. That's what we need, too. Not only do we need responsible security, responsible government, but we need a responsible media. I mean, my God. So anyway, getting back to this, after the TSA scrutinizer, official, we already said that, where we are. As her luggage was being searched, although we already covered that, Tressa was left alone after the two agents found nothing more than a bottle of water. Despite their best efforts to assume the role of political thought police, the TSA workers discovered that reading a newspaper other than the New York Times or the Washington Post isn't indicative of being a terrorist. Quote, this is what was really said. The issue is not that the Jew was the one who was stopped and the Muslim was the one who sailed through security. The issue is that merely the word Jewish on a newspaper was sufficient to draw agents' attention and suspicion. While someone, whose identity was impossible to discern, who could be hiding God knows what, was ignored by security. Unquote. Yeah. I mean, my God. Who knows what's under those robes or this or that? You don't know. You can't see it. But it's okay to pat down little kids. Now, again, say what you want about Alec Baldwin, but, you know, he's got a point. He's got a damn good point. I mean, I hope he fights it, you know, but there's only so much you can do. Well, that starts, the TSA needs to be handled by, look, we have a responsible government. We start voting responsible members of Congress, responsible presidents, responsible governors, responsible senators, responsible state senators, state representatives. That's where that we got to do it all. And we got to do it in one vote. Even though we can't do it in one vote, but we got to do a hell of a lot of damage in one vote. It's got to make a considerable difference. First thing what we need to do is we do need to keep the House, replace the House with a lot of better Republicans than we have now. I'm sorry, but there's a lot of you that got to go. Bader, sorry, fired. King, fired. McCain, fired. McConnell, fired. All of you, fired. Ryan, sorry, kid, you got to go. You're fired. We can no longer have that. We cannot have the inconsistency any longer. We cannot have, well, let's make a deal that does absolutely nothing to make what? What did we gain by this? Well, we took a step in the right direction. A step? You take one step, okay? Your other foot is still planted on the ground. You haven't gone nowhere. So what did this bill do? It did absolutely nothing. What is the point of passing a bill that does absolutely nothing? What is the point of passing legislation if it does absolutely nothing? Why are these people in office then? Why do we keep voting these people in to pass more legislation that does nothing? Or pass legislation that does far more than what it actually should do? Actually, it probably shouldn't do anything. They've got everything reversed. Allowing the EPA to just start making policy rules? Have to buy certain light bulbs? TSA is now just to make their own rules? Well, it's security. Got to pat you down. No, you don't. You can't even say anything about it. You make a joke, yeah. Where is that? I know I got that somewhere. Where the hell is that? Oh, here it is. You remember this. Go ahead, play it.
Pay particular attention to your luggage and personal belongings. Unattended luggage will and personal belongings may be treated as a danger to the facility. Do not be persuaded by strangers or individuals you do not know well to take articles aboard your flight. You are also reminded that any inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security may result in your arrest. We appreciate your cooperation while these measures are in effect.
Imagine that. You crack a joke about somebody patting down your genitals, humiliating you, harassing you, intimidating you, because you have a conservative newspaper, a Jewish newspaper. And you crack a joke, you are arrested. Really? You should be arrested, TSA agent. You violated their Fourth Amendment right. You did not have probable cause. A Jewish newspaper, a conservative newspaper, any newspaper is not probable cause to pat someone down, to harass them, to rifle through their luggage, their persons, their papers, their effects, without a warrant, without unreasonable probable cause. Where is your probable cause? Well, anyway, TSA responds to the former article. Let me see if I got that here. I know I got that somewhere. There it is. You remember the story that Jason Harrington, I know I covered it. He's a former TSA agent. He's speaking out about the screening process. You know, he's working out on a book, which got, you know, enough of the books. He wrote a lengthy column in Politico, and it was titled, "Dear America, I Saw You Naked, and Yes, We Were Laughing. Confessions of an Ex-TSA Agent." So the TSA agent, we won't cover it in there, but, you know, he talked about all the different stuff that the TSA agent has done. We all know what they've done. We all know what they do. So the agency's response, in the piece, Harrington described TSA agents of Chicago International Airport struggled with low morale, targeted travelers from specific for pat-down searches and poked fun at images created of full-body scanners. In a statement, the TSA administration, Luann Knipe, said some of the procedures and policies described in Harrington's piece were outdated or inaccurate. What does that mean, outdated? Oh, that's right. They don't have that nakedometer anymore. First of all, Luann, he's a former TSA agent, so he was talking about when he was a TSA agent, of what they did. So to say that it was outdated doesn't make any sense. You're an idiot. And inaccurate? No, it's not inaccurate. There's too many reports out there. This isn't news. We know how you are. We report it. Hopefully enough people will start waking up. Maybe we can put an end to it. But we do have to win the House, or keep the House, and we do have to win the Senate. That's a start. We can do some things, whether the president signs it or not. Congress can still do things. They can also stop things from happening, which is a big part of what we need to start doing. First thing that we need to do to start is to stop. Stop, stop, stop. First of all, stop spending. That's number one. Stop expanding government. Stop this. Stop that. Stop. Take a break. Just stop. So they're denying it. Of course they're going to deny it. And the media will just let them get away with it. Well, in order for us to fix this, the only one who can really change their ways of doing things is the president. But he's not, because he doesn't care. Does he get screened? No. Does his family get screened? No. The hell? He doesn't never have to worry about going through no TSA screening. Even when he gets out of office, he's not going to have to worry about that. As long as they've got control of the masses, that's all they need. It's in the name of security. And that's how they get you. Oh, who can argue with security? I can, because it's not secure. Targeting people for reading a newspaper that you don't like is not security. That's tyranny. That's harassment, intimidation. It's wrong. So once we get the House and the Senate all intact, if we can find a decent enough candidate, we need to get the White House back. I still nominate Mitt Romney, and I don't care. There's nobody else out there right now. Say what you want about a lot of things, but hey, he admits when he screws up and he fixes it. I can't ask for any more than that. I mean, the guy, I never liked him at first, I got to admit, and it took me forever. But the more I started to learn about him, the more I started to listen to him, I'm having trouble finding out what the hell to criticize the bastard over. I'm sure I could think of a couple of things, but, you know, it would take me a while. But who else? Chris Christie's not in. I'm sorry. He's not the man. We don't need it. We don't need any more rhinos, any more half-wits and nitwits, and any more of these Hollywood creatures that seem to pop up into politics. That's another problem with the media. They turn these people into all these, you know, superhero Hollywood stars and giving them talk shows and hanging out with the Kardashians. I mean, you don't need this crap. Goddamn gimmicks, goddamn clowns. Goddamn comedians. Goddamn jokers. Playboys, and everybody's out there just to have fun. Steal from the American taxpayer and live high on the hog and have fun. Well, yeah, okay, fine. It would be nice. However, the American taxpayer is out of money, so you can no longer live high on the hog. So you're going to have to get a little tighter with our money. Well, the only way that we can get that done is, again, I know I sound like a broken record, but we got to vote responsibly. If we do get a president, maybe, just maybe, the president can take the TSA, bring them into the Oval Office, chew their ass from one side down to the other, explain to them the importance of the Constitution, especially the Fourth Amendment. And the First Amendment. That's not only a Fourth Amendment violation, but that's a First Amendment violation. Those TSA agents should have been arrested. Period. Look, if we don't demand our freedom, we're never going to get it. And I know it's very difficult to sue the government. There's been a lot of people trying to sue the TSA. In the course of TSA, well, we fire our people, we take care of it, you know, we discipline. No, you don't. No, you don't. The fact is, it never should have been done. You shouldn't train your people to pat people down. There's no patting people down at random. That's not security. Chances of you missing the actual person walking in with a weapon is pretty big. That's not security. Random security checks is not security. It's not security. It's random. Very easy. Where people who aren't picked to get right on through. And if you don't think these people know that, so they put two or three people. At least one of them's going to get through. Chances are. That's not security. And you're not even, what if the TSA found by the pat-downs? Anybody know? Is there anything? Has the TSA really found anything on these pat-downs with probable cause of why they searched them? In other words, if the reason that the TSA chose subject A to be searched, did they find anything that they suspected? That's the numbers that I want to see. You know what it is? I'll guarantee you it's one number. It's a big fat zero. How is that secure? So now, evidently, excuse me for sniffling again, but a cancer victim who suffers from incontinence was humiliated during an incident last week when a TSA agent loudly announced, in quotations now, he's wearing a diaper, like everybody needs to know. She said this to waiting travelers before laughing and subjecting the man to a strip search. I wonder what probable cause they needed to strip search this man. Who suffers from incontinence. We know why. Oh, I know why. You don't. I haven't gotten to this part of the story yet, but we'll get there. The harrowing account of the man's experience at the hands of everybody's favorite federal agency, explained by his wife in a post over at cafemom.com. Never heard of it. Don't know what it is. Suffering from OAB, overactive bladder, as a result of being afflicted with prostate cancer, the man has to wear an adult diaper, but, according to his wife, has never had any problems with airport security in the past. That couldn't be solved with a simple explanation. Excuse me, but I got a problem. I crap my pants. So I got to wear a diaper. I suffer from prostate cancer. I can't help it. You want to stick your hand down there and pat me down? See if I'm wet or not? You want to change me? Jesus Christ, man. I mean, have a little, you know, a little understanding, a little respect for the guy. I mean, who do these people think that they are? Again, this is what tyranny brings. All these government agencies now, it's monkey see, monkey do. You're going to lead by example? Well, that's exactly what this president is doing. He's leading by example. He's a tyrant, so everybody else is working with the government. Hey, we got to be tyrants too. Just following the leader. Again, you can talk with Nazism. You can talk with what is going on in the Middle East and South America, Central America. The tyranny anywhere. Wherever there's a tyranny, this is what it is. It's the same stuff. You can put a different name on it if you want to. Taliban, Nazi, whatever goddamn name you want to come up with. KGB, this, that, whatever. Whatever name you want to give it, it's still tyranny's tyranny. It brings the same stuff on. Government agencies tyrannizing, harassing, intimidating the citizens to show their power and their control and to impress the supreme leader, who is a tyrant himself. And then you get citizens. Well, they see the, you know, law enforcement and the government agencies being tyrants, well, they got to be a tyrant too. Otherwise, they're going to be tyrannized. Can't be that. So they turn to tyrants and they start, you know, sucking up to the agencies by turning their neighbors in, their family members. All for what? Well, so they don't get tyrannized. So it's okay to bring somebody else down that is what you think brings you up. Huh. Well, if you think that, Good luck with that. The higher you go with that kind of attitude, the farther you will fall, and you will fall. He explained his condition and what had happened. Oh, wait a minute. Forgot that. What would I do? Oh, after, here we are. After he emerged from the scanner, the TSA officer, a female, asked if he was carrying liquids in his clothing. He explained his condition and what had happened. Past, it was embarrassing enough for him to just tell a TSA employee that, well, that I was wearing an adult incontinence garment, but now he was also announcing that he had just wet himself. She called over to another male officer, the boss, and explained the situation to him out loud in front of everyone else still going through the line. She couldn't keep her freaking mouth shut. The guy craps himself, pees himself, because he's suffering through prostate cancer and he can't help it. The whole goddamn airport needs to hear about it. Don't you have any empathy towards other human beings, you idiot? You can't keep your mouth shut? You can't call the guy over? Your boss and, you know, whisper in his freaking ear? I mean, just the insensitivity of these people. This bitch needs to be in jail. This is the kind of stuff we don't need anymore. This is, I mean, no, we can't, no! Absolutely unacceptable. This is not what our government is for. This is not what our government is about. This is not the purpose for our government. Not under any circumstances, no. I don't care if they're government or not. Look, I mean, we got to start respecting ourselves. What I mean by that is we are all Americans. We must respect ourselves. Respect the human being. If you can't respect them as a human being, just respect them as an American. I know most of you commie bastards out there hate America. Well, then respect them as a human being. My God. The problem was he did not understand what an incontinence product was when she told him. This guy's an idiot. Probably doesn't know what the word incontinence means. I mean, the boss. How do you get to be in positions of authority when you're an idiot? I don't understand that. Myself and the female TSA employee tried explaining a few times. This is still the woman's post. Before the woman finally just shouted, "He is wearing a diaper," which caused pretty much everyone to turn and stare at us. So that was nice. That was awful nice of her. The TSA officer then snickered, which was almost enough for me to go off, but I really didn't want to make an even bigger scene than there already was. Unquote. Well, sweetheart, I would have already lost it a long time ago and not been afraid to do it. I would have probably been arrested, and I would have made a stink about it. I hope to God you sue, and I hope to God you win, even though the chances are very slim. I really wish that this president would talk about this. Bring these people in and let them know, look, you know, security is one thing, but random security checks is not security. It's too easy for someone to just waltz on in through. Plus, you got to go to metal detectors. You got this detector, that detector. You don't need to pat anybody down unless you have actual probable cause. You get that probable cause? Okay, you get yourself a warrant. We understand security. You want to run it through an X-ray machine? You want to run it through a machine? Fine. But patting people down because they're reading a newspaper that you don't like? They're conservative? Huh. Seems like all the domestic terrorists that we have in this country are all Democrats. Huh. All the mass shootings we've had, most of those were, well, Democrats. Occupy Wall Streeters, Gabby Gifford supporters, upset she did something with something. Probably had lunch with a Republican, sent him off. There's none of that in the, I mean, the way these people think, you would think that the goddamn Tea Party was a freaking Klan meeting. Meanwhile, these people are out there patting people down, harassing them. The bad guys are just waltzing on through. If you storm the beaches of Normandy, no, you're not allowed to look at that monument that was built for you. You can stay in the parking lot, but we're not going to let you see it. So we're going to put these concrete barriers up here so you can't see it. Even though these guys are over 90 years old, some of them can't walk, and they're going to see a monument that was built for them, storming the beaches of Normandy. Now, look, we've all seen the photographs. We've all seen the movie clips, the film clips of it. We've seen enough to know that chances of survival wasn't that good for a lot of guys. That was a long haul, man. That was a long trip those boys made, and they did it, and they conquered it. They won that battle, but it did cost several lives. And now you're going to block these men from seeing, just looking at, an open-air monument, 24-7 open-air monument. But the illegal aliens are allowed to just come in, protest on closed government land, protest the government for not making them automatic citizens. And they're illegal aliens. They're not citizens. So how do the non-citizens rate over the citizens who fought for freedom so these non-citizens could have a place to, well, be free? Let's see, where'd we leave off? Again, I know I'm trying to get through all this stuff. The man was told that the further review, this in quotations, that further review of his diaper was required. I was just kidding at the very beginning of this, whether they were going to look through this man's diaper or not. I was kidding. I didn't read this part of the story here. I can't believe it. They actually want to look in the man's diaper. The man was told that the further review of his diaper was required before being led into a back room with four TSA screeners who kept asking the man if he had liquid in his pants, seemingly unable to grasp the meaning of the term incontinent. I'm sure they know the word incompetent. That's probably what they thought he said. And it pissed them off. Well, if you misinterpret incontinent over incompetent, that makes you incompetent. Pay attention. After the man was forced to repeatedly explain that he had wet his pants due to his medical condition, TSA screeners subjected him to another pat-down before asking the man to drop his pants. Unfrickin' necessary. These TSA agents, why they're not in jail right now is mind-boggling to me. So that they can see the suspicious padding around his waist. It's a diaper. The man was then forced to change out in a separate adult diaper, and the TSA agents confiscated his used diaper so they could, analyze it? So they could subject it to further scrutiny. What are they getting down there? Sniff it? Give it a taste test? Piss! What more further scrutiny do you need? My God! This is wrong. This is wrong. Unbelievable. I never read this. This is the first time hearing this crap. This is ridiculous. This just came on just moments before I got on the air. After ensuring that the wet diaper was not an explosive item, the couple were finally allowed to leave and board their plane, frustrating that the people had to go through this in the name of security. We have neither security nor freedom now. Just lots of embarrassing and frustrating stories, she has gone on to say. Well, that's true. She's right. Adding that he cried after the incident, which was one of the most embarrassing experiences of their lives. Just to get on a goddamn plane, you take this man who's suffering from incontinence because he's suffering from cancer. And these incompetent idiot boobs in the TSA didn't understand the word incontinent, probably thought they meant incompetent. They probably thought that was an insult. Well, you are incompetent. You don't believe the man just peed himself? You got to see for yourself that he actually did pee himself? This is beyond. Beyond more than what is needed. We can't have this in this country anymore. I'm sorry, but I'm dying here about ready to just to keel over. But my God in heaven, who the... All right, I don't know. Let's see, anything more of this airport which has occurred is not named. Although the woman said it happened last week. The incident stems out of the TSA's ridiculous rule, which bans carry-on liquids that are not presented for inspection in a clear bag. A policy that has been slammed as absurd and pointless. Everything that the TSA does anymore is pointless. Random searches are not secure. I don't feel secure by random searches. If you're going to search one person, you got to search everybody. Otherwise, no. You are going to single out an individual to search. You need to have probable cause, meaning your percent rate of when you search people and you find things that you were looking for needs to be high. Otherwise, you people don't know what you're doing. And you're harassing and humiliating, intimidating, embarrassing the American public. Just because you're a TSA agent, you work for the government, and you have the power and control of allowing who gets on a plane and who doesn't give you the power to harass and humiliate. It doesn't give you that power. You can't selectively pick out who you want to pick on just because they read a different newspaper than you read. That's not your role as a TSA. In 2012, the TSA, take this thing out of my mouth, but I was dying. Sorry, making a lot of noise. It's gross over the air. You got to listen to that. I'm sorry. In 2012, the TSA was forced to apologize after agents visually inspected a colostomy bag belonging to an 85-year-old Leonore Zimmerman who claimed she was strip searched. I remember that. I think we talked about... We talked about that a long... I know I did. because I had that story. I talked about a lot of them. And there's a lot of stories from the TSA. It's not just one or two. This isn't just a, I mean, this seems to be like a almost an everyday occurrence. I wouldn't go through a pat-down, though. I don't think so. I don't think I would. I find that just wrong. I would probably end up getting arrested, but I wouldn't fly on a plane. I would refuse a pat-down. They'd probably beat me or whatever. I don't know what the hell they'd do, but I just wouldn't comply. And I think anybody who gets that search needs to stand up and not comply. We need to make a statement. We're America. We do not change our way of life for terrorists. They change their way of life for us, if anything. But we do not change our way of life for them. We do not give up one right, one liberty, one freedom for terrorism. We stand up to terrorism. There's ways to be secure without embarrassing and humiliating and intimidating the citizens. And if you can't figure it out, well, then you have no business being in security. Find something else. You know, I'm sure McDonald's is hiring somewhere. All right, let's get in here now. Let's open up my damn treasure chest here. We never got officially underway, but we're underway anyway. Let's open this damn thing up and see if we can scramble any booty. AIDS patients in Obamacare limbo as insurers reject checks. Uh-oh, all these preconditions? No, looks like they're having problems, and these are AIDS patients. Obamacare. Yeah, it's help for everybody. Oh, you're sick? Well, you need help? You don't have insurance? Well, look what we have here. It's Obamacare. Everybody's covered. Covered in crap. But nobody has officially really signed up for Obamacare that's actually making payments. It hasn't been built yet. U.S. possible attack on U.S. citizen with drone. Parts of that story. I didn't get a chance to read all of it. But they're mulling on trying to figure out I guess he's somewhere overseas, but he's a U.S. citizen. And he's joined like Al-Qaeda or some terrorist group. Me personally, I know the guy's working for, you know, well, if he's, I don't know. But if they join an army of another country, first of all, their citizenship should be immediately revoked. That should be number one. Why this man's citizenship hasn't been revoked by the United States government, first of all, doesn't make any sense to me. Somebody goes, an American citizen goes and joins a Taliban and fights against America, your citizenship is revoked immediately. Who was that one guy? Remember that a long time ago? He was a dark-haired guy, lived, I don't know, I think here in East Coast somewhere. But he went and joined the Taliban, and they caught him. He was in a prison, and he refused to speak English, but he was a regular white boy from, I can't remember where the hell he was from, Utah or something, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, the guy's citizenship should have been revoked immediately. You're a citizen and you're going to fight against the United States? That's treason. That's death penalty, period. Done. Conversation is over. I think the Bush administration at that time felt, you know, I mean, American citizen and... But look, we got to set the tone. We can't have tyranny, period. You don't go join another army to fight against the United States and expect that not to be of treasonous. But that's just me. Oh, look at this one now. Oh, good God almighty. Senator Dianne Feinstein. One of my favorite senators. Looks like her husband is going to win a California rail contract. Oh, yeah, that high-speed rail contract. Her husband gets it. Just happens to get it. Do you notice there's a lot of Democrats, Maxine Waters? A lot of Democrats. Nancy Pelosi. Where their spouses get these certain contracts and they remain high office in Congress. I mean, don't you see all the connections here? First of all, they shouldn't be Senator Dianne Feinstein's husband. First of all, should not have been allowed to bid. Period. Her wife is a member of Congress. Her wife is part of the government, or his wife is part of the government. That's a big conflict of interest. Why they're allowed to even bid for a contract, a government contract in the first place, is mind-boggling. Well, that's so they can keep people corrupt. So now Ms. Feinstein, she obviously knows something. So now she's just being paid off. Give her hubby the big contract there. Oh, yeah, she's going to have a fancy, you know, she already got, you know, billions of dollars anyway. So why not give her more money? It's going to her husband, yeah, but it's going straight to her. She's got enough of the taxpayers' money already. Why does she need millions more? Contractor hired to fix healthcare.gov reportedly has history of problems themselves. Really? No. The government learned their lesson. They wouldn't do that twice. Nearly 9 million pounds of meat. Nearly 9 million pounds of meat have been recalled because it came from some diseased and unsound animals. I guess from January 2013 to January 2014. I read some of the states. It's not New York. I think California. We got it in here somewhere. Oh my God! We got 18 minutes left. Unbelievable! I talked that long. I haven't even gotten into anything yet. See, that's my problem. All I do is talk. Marine Corps Times gets demoted to the back of the store, all in the name of professionalism. I want to read that. Wisconsin school gets kids to snitch on the parents. Ah, we got to cover that. Oh, well, we're not going to be able to cover all of this, but we'll definitely get through most of it tomorrow. Americans renouncing the citizenship up to 221%. Imagine that. Americans renouncing their citizenship is up 221%. That's got to be reassuring. Tightened restrictions. Charter schools in New York City may have to leave. Oh, this mayor, boy, he's got to be a little tyrant, doesn't he? Everybody else being a tyrant, I got to be a tyrant too. Look at me, Mr. Tyrant Man. You better slow down there, de Blasio. Think your pen is writing checks. I don't think you're going to be able to cash. You better slow down there, Chief. And you too, Mr. So-called President Barry Satoro. Foreign exchange student at Columbia University? Yeah. Gets a nice free scholarship, gets a chance to pass the bar because he's a foreign exchange student. We can't discriminate. There's no way in hell this president passed the bar. Not without help. If you've ever heard this man talk about the Constitution, there's no way in hell this man passed it. His wife passed it. course, they took away her license because, well, she was corrupt. But see, the media didn't cover that part during the campaign, did they? Yeah. But we found out, and that is true, Michelle Obama did, in fact, get her law license revoked for corruption. Heard Valerie Jarrett, real good friends. Oh, yes, they are. No corruption there. This is not, again, this is not an Obama thing. This is not about just President Barack Obama or Barry Santoro, whatever his name is. Doesn't matter what his name is. Elmer friggin' Fudd. It's not the point. The point is it's government, period. Not anti-government, Miss Pelosi. A trifecta. I mean, this dummy, what the hell does she even know? A trifecta. You just hear that word? Do you even know what it means? Do you have any idea what the hell you're talking about? You're an idiot. This is not anti-government. This is about responsible government, which is limited government. Look what happens when government gets too big. Look what happens. You got 14,000 agencies all doing the same damn job for what? Well, we got to be secure. And yet nothing ever gets done. And you people want to vote for more government. Well, we just spent a lot of money, and that'll solve the problem. If we run out of money, well, then we'll just tax more. That'll fix it. So hundreds of people now with HIV/AIDS in Louisiana. Ooh, that's Mary Landrieu's territory. Uh-oh. Hundreds of people with HIV/AIDS in Louisiana trying to obtain coverage under President Barack Hussein Obama's death care reform are in danger of being thrown out of the insurance plan they selected in a dispute over federal subsidies and the interpretation of federal rules about preventing Obamacare fraud. Well, Obamacare itself is a fraud. That's the fraud. Obamacare is the fraud. Some health care advocates see discrimination in the move, but Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana says it is not trying to keep people with HIV/AIDS from enrolling in one of its policies under the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, really? You're not? Oh, okay. The state's largest carrier is rejecting checks from a federal program designed to help these patients pay for AIDS drugs and insurance premiums, and has begun notifying customers that their enrollment in its Obamacare plans will be discontinued. Yes, we know. There's going to be lots of people getting discontinued. They can't afford it. They can't figure out how to run it. They can't figure out how to get anybody insured. I'd still like to know what that 48, 50 million people that were uninsured is why we had to overhaul this whole goddamn thing. How come none of those people got insurance? Where are those people? The only thing it did was take 50 million people who didn't have insurance and add 6 million. And now we're into 2014. Wait till the unions and the employer mandate. Wait till all that stuff starts kicking in. The only thing this guy has done is just destroyed health care, period. Well, they're doing it on purpose. You know why. Actually, I think it's a combination of doing it deliberately and just being incompetent. I mean, they go ahead and they hire now another firm to fix the other firm who screwed up, fix their problems. But this company is just as bad as the other one, who has a long history of problems. Why would you, one of the biggest healthcare overhauls on planet Earth? We got more population than all the other countries that have tried this. So this is the biggest one yet. Why would you hire the most incompetent companies that you could find? Why would you go out and sell to the American people? Not only could they keep their doctor in their plan, but their insurance was going to drop $2,500 a year. And that 50 million people who didn't have insurance were now going to suddenly be able to get insurance. Where's the weaning? I don't get it. Where is it? The carrier says it no longer will accept third-party payments such as those under the 1990 Ryan White Act, which many people with HIV/AIDS use to pay their premiums. In no event will coverage be provided by any subscribers as of March 1, 2014, unless the premiums are paid by the subscriber or a relative, unless otherwise required by law. The dispute goes back to a series of statements from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the lead Obamacare agency. Oh, Jesus, never would have connected those dots. In September, CMS informed insurers that Ryan White funds may be used to cover the cost of private health insurance premiums, deductibles, and copayments for the Obamacare plans. In November, however, it warned hospitals, other healthcare providers, and commercial entities that it has significant concerns about their supporting premium payments and helping Obamacare consumers pay deductibles and other costs, citing the risk of fraud. The insurers told healthcare advocates that the November guidance requires them to reject payments from the Ryan White program in order to combat fraud. I guess I can kind of understand, but no, I don't. I know they want to get stop fraud, but you're not stopping fraud. You're stopping people from, well, getting their medication. I guess you want them to die? I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what the hell's going on here. But I certainly do not sense. I mean, what was that jackass's name there in Florida? What Republicans want you to do is to die quickly. What the hell's his name? I can't remember his name. He's an idiot. I mean, we've got 50 million people. The whole reason why we were to overhaul all this insurance was to give the 50 million people who didn't have insurance, insurance. We couldn't give them a goddamn job so they can get insurance. We couldn't do anything about that. We had to make more people unemployed, so we put more people on the uninsurance list. We got 50 million people uninsured. So we overhauled this whole thing. None of those people have got insured. And the people who did have insurance, well, they've lost it. And now AIDS patients can't get drugs. So we've got nobody who really has insurance because the website isn't built yet. It's not completed. There's people, there are some people that are getting, you know, subsidies and this and that. So they've got those people. But the people who have to write that check every month, that part, going to insurance companies, How is that not, I guess what I'm trying to say here is I don't really want to say what, and I think he's still a representative there in Florida. I can't remember his stupid name. But when he said Republicans want you to die quickly, well, when you take a look at all of what I just explained, doesn't it seem to be a little bit more that the Democrats kind of want you to die quickly? Because there's too many people on Earth? There's not enough room for the animals? which is part of Agenda 21, by the way, which is in the execution phase right now, this new world order, which we need to fight that, any cost. You don't know what I'm talking about, study it. You don't want it. I'll tell you that. But you can decide for yourself whether you want it or not. But it just seems to me that we've got 50 million people uninsured. None of them are insured. People who did have insurance, well, they don't have insurance. The employer mandate and the unions now, you know, there's going to be a lot of those people losing their insurance and won't be able to afford the Obamacare. May not want it. So who's really benefiting from this insurance? And when you have a certain percentage of people that do not have health insurance, yeah, their quality of life is going to drop dramatically, especially if you, well, now if you got AIDS, you won't be able to get the drugs unless you got a gold mine somewhere. So how is it then that Republicans get blamed for wanting American people to die quickly when it seems more than apparent? And this congressman, I still can't remember his name for the life of me. I know when I hear it. This was over Obamacare. That's what all this, his rhetoric was over. This was all about during the health care so-called debates. There weren't any. It was the Democrats coming out saying, this is what we're going to do. Screw you. That's it. Goodbye. But when he came out and blamed the Republicans and that they wanted the American people to die quickly, but then we look at all the evidence of what the Democrats have been doing just with Obamacare alone. Forget about the quality of life. Now, the coal mines are done. These people, where are they going to find a job? 91.2 million people are out of work. You think their quality of life is still the same before they had a job? Really? You have a lower quality of life, a higher population of a lower quality of life. I'm sorry, but a lot of those people will die. It's just the way it is. That's not opinion. That's just fact. So who really wants the American people to die quickly? Well, I guess I got to leave that up to you. You got to decide that for yourself. I've given you the evidence. You got to decide. So we'll try to get back into this. We're running out of dangerously out of time here. But in other words, nobody wants to take responsibility because nobody understands what the hell their job is. So nobody knows who gets to pay this. And while it violates this fraud and that, somebody else just became a supervisor and noticed this. And, well, we can't have that. These people can't have that. So now nobody's got insurance. And now AIDS patients who thought they had their drugs covered now don't. And I'm pretty sure those drugs are expensive. Never seen them, don't know what they look like, but I'm pretty sure they're expensive. I don't know. All right. I'm about half dead now. We'll cover the rest tomorrow. My throat is killing me. I can hardly speak anymore. If you did manage to listen through this whole thing, then you are a trooper. You are a saint. You deserve a button. Some kind of prize. But in any event, keep up the fight. Thanks very much for paying attention and listening to this. Even though I can't speak and I'm dying, making all kinds of weird sounds that are gross, you probably don't want to listen to it. But in any event, we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody. You feel that?